Okay, hello. Jerome Scott here, the insurance guy, coming to you out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Please have a little pity on me. This is my first podcast, and I'm excited about it. I am excited about it. We're going to be talking to you about what you can do to set yourself up for a retirement and get your finances in order. We're going to do a lot of things. We're going to set you up on how to talk to your parents about their coverage and see if there's going to be enough there to assist them during their final days, if you will. That's kind of a not a great topic, but you need to know what's available. A lot of times our parents don't want to give us that information. And I've learned that when they don't want to give you that information, that means they have nothing. That's a joke. Maybe not. The point is the parents need to have something and you need to know what they have. Now, we're going to be looking at several things during this period of time, the podcast. I'm going to be talking about the introduction as far as welcome, a brief bio. I'm going to give you some information about my book. I'm excited about this. This book is out, and it's everyday knowledge about your finances you do not know. So I uncovered this, and now it's no longer a secret. I can see now there's going to be something possibly. Am I doing? You need to know out there in podcast lane, I've got Mo here with me, and she does a lot of my PR, and it's nice to have her by my side. So we got Mo here, and we got the camera crew, we got people looking on, and just to see what they can do about their financial future. We're going to be looking at also a brief intro about yours truly. I've noticed and it doesn't take long. You have individuals that are giving you advice about what to do with your money, and they haven't done anything about their money. How is that working? How is that working? And again, my certifications are in, I have my health certification, HIAA. I've got my LOMA, Life Office Management. I've got, my MBA. I've got some certifications that are there that I can pull on and actually go to so that your program will look like a program. So that's important. You don't want to be taking advice from someone that knows nothing about the area. And there are a lot of individuals out there that know nothing about the area. FLMI, that's a Fellow Life Management Institute certification. And then the other thing is that to keep me updated, I'm also a member of NAFA. That is a organization. There is a local chapter here in Fayetteville in which they have regular meetings. And you can actually, those that are licensed in the field can actually go and pick up courses and stay abreast of what's going on in the field of finance. Again, I hear individuals that say they can do this, they can do that, but they have no degree or certification in that line of work. Now, if you want to buy something from them and you feel comfortable in that, go ahead. But wouldn't it be nice to be working with someone that has certifications in what you need? And that's pretty important, very important. So be aware of that when you're out there looking for someone to work with. Pardon me, I've got a slight cold, and that happens when you go someplace and you pick up something. But at any rate, we've got it. So I've given you kind of a brief background of yours truly, and it was really brief because I've been in this business come April 15th, I'm approaching 55 years. That's a long time. And I guess if we were in working with the, as they would say, it's a long ass time. So I can say that, I guess, because it's my podcast. But that's a long time. I am working, thankfully, I am working with individuals, parents that have referred me to their children to do work with and for. And that's quite an accomplishment. The reason why I say that, we already know that our children, if you will, do not want to follow our advice. But I have a lot of clients that have done that, and they've certainly, it's worked out for them. And that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice to get that referral, and pretty important, if you will. So this everyday knowledge about your finances that you do not know, it's just a sheer pittance that you can purchase it for $20. It's on Amazon. Also, you can come by my office at 5310 Yakin Road and see me personally. And it's, again, on Amazon, it is $20. If you see me in person, I'll charge you $120. And I don't hear any laughter, but at any rate, I guess it's out there. I guess it's out there. But do pick it up. I mean, it's going to be good for you. I think the other thing that I can say about this book, it's an easy read. The thought here, again, you can purchase this, and you may want to purchase this book for your son, your daughter, a nephew, a niece, and give it to them. You don't want them making the mistakes that you have made. And we've made some mistakes. So this is one way of dealing with corrective action. So I would like you to at least not just consider yourself, but consider your family members and how you can certainly assist them. And bring them with you when you come by the office and get a chance to meet me and get a signed autograph from me. And so at any rate, let me go to the outline here, and I want to go with, I guess, a quick teaser about the book's key message, which is a financial literacy. Financial literacy isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. I like that. Actually, Mo came up with that. Or is that in the book, Mo? It should be in the book. And I have to thank Mo for just kind of being with me and actually pulling out these things. It's really nice. But again, this is something that we all need. I run into a lot of folk that say to me, I wish I had started earlier. And I really like this. I like this one. I wish I had met you a while back. I don't know what a while back is, but at any rate, they wish they had met me some time ago. And guess what? I'm still here. They can still work with me. But it's an easy fix to get in and get out and do something for yourself, your family, and again, do something for your children. They will thank you for the lead in getting things done in their financial future. And there's a lot of things that need to be done in everyone's financial future. And so that they can come up on, I guess, what would you say, on the good foot. We can do that. And I like that. Let me look at another one here. I'm going to give why this book matters. It matters because it's going to address you. It matters because it's going to address you. It's nothing that's out there that is, you say, how did this happen? You're going to find things in the book that you say, gosh, I tried to do that, but it didn't work. I give you some things that are practical. One that comes to mind is who you're married to makes a difference. I even make a reference in the book that when you marry, you need to make sure that your partner is on the same plane. In other words, if you are a spender, you don't need to marry another spender. You need to be marrying a saver, and vice versa. So it's important that you watch who you marry so that your finances will do well, if you will. Now, if you are married to a saver, and you're a saver, you're going to do well. You will do well. It may sound crazy. I don't know if it does or not, but you will do well in good times and bad times. It will matter as far as your finances go. Now, if you're married to a spender and you're a spender, call me at 487-0044 and I'll give you a good attorney. And we'll talk about it. So those are some things that kind of hit me, if you will, about this. And the other thing that's come up with this, believe it or not, I have been asked about when would I be putting out a second book. Of course, my response to that was, when that comes up, I will just say, is you crazy? I have a dry sense of humor, so work with me. So there's going to be another podcast. You might want to call me and say, Jerome, what do you mean about that? I don't know about your sense of humor. But yeah, I do have a dry sense of humor, and at any rate. But we need to watch what we're doing, and that's very important. And going a step further, we're talking about a teaser. We're talking about the book, what kind of messages it's sending. We need to make sure that our children are getting this information. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be palatable for them. You can break it down. I can break it down for them. But again, they need to know about this. And one thing I found when we're working with children, youngsters, especially for us as a people, we will start a plan at the table, and we start talking about it, and then we say, kids, get away. This is grown folk talking. Well, they need to be involved in every facet of the finances, because they're going to be building. In fact, I think it's kind of interesting. We have individuals that don't want the children to know what they do as far as how they plan and what they get out of financing. Well, I found out when you're working with kids, children, young adults, they're so embarrassed about your finances, they're not going to tell anybody. They're not going to tell anybody. So you don't have to worry about that. But you do need to be concerned with getting with them and sitting down and going over the family budget and going over their budget. I know they have a budget because they're buying tennis shoes at $400 a pop or shoes at $200 a pop. So they're getting money from someplace. So with that being the case, why don't you find out where it's coming from, and then maybe you can bite off a little bit from what they're doing. But you'll find out it's coming from you. And they're being spoiled. They really are. They're being spoiled. So, again, get them involved in the process. It's just vitally important that they're in the process. Let's talk about some of the key takeaways here, if you will. Understanding, let's talk about insurance. We want to talk about insurance. I just today is April 6th, I guess, 7th, somewhere in there. I talked to a client today that wanted to know what her accumulations were in her dividends. She found that, this true story, this started at about 10 o'clock this morning, a true story, and we find out when I pulled up her information, well, she pulled it up from her annual report, and she's had this policy for some time, and it was, or is, a whole life policy. I won't get into the features or anything like that, but she wanted to know, which of course I explained to her at the very onset, but she thought this was quite interesting, but she wanted more detail. Well, the detail is this. She had right at $45,000 in benefits on this policy. $45,000. And of course, the next thing out of her mouth was, can I get this? And of course, I made the mistake. I made the mistake of saying, yes, you can. And it's the truth. You can get those accumulations, those dividends. But what I have found is that when people start asking about the data that they're receiving and they realize it's their money, and it is their money, they want to know how they go about pulling the money out. Now, the whole point of this was to set this individual up for retirement. That was the whole point. But now we have a possible interest in going in and pulling money out of the policy. And this policy was meant to do something for the future. Perhaps retirement funds, perhaps a wedding for one of the children, perhaps a down payment on a home, if you will. There were many things that came to mind when this individual got this policy that have now forgotten about, and now they're inquiring about the policy. And that's a scary situation that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. Maybe not day-to-day, but week-to-week, something comes up about those funds that are literally your funds, and now we start tampering with the policy. Can't do too much about that, but again, it was or is a good policy, depending on how you want to go after and utilize those funds, if you will. So that happened to me today. Because of the things that I do in Cumberland County, I average probably 15 to 20 deaths a year. I'm not saying that to brag about it, but things happen. It's crazy. And without having coverage, I guess we're going to have to go to GoFundMe. GoFundMe could make a lot of money if they were taking dollars, if you will, for individuals. But GoFundMe, I can't figure it out. It seems like people have more faith in GoFundMe than anything else. The chapters that I have here, I am going to more than likely take the chapters and divide them up into subheadings and actually get more in depth with the individual that purchases the book, but also more in depth so they can get more out of what they've done. You just don't buy a policy and put it on the shelf. You just don't want to do that. There may be some things that have come up, that will come up, that we need to address. And I bring that up because oftentimes I'll talk to someone and I'll ask, when was the last time you talked to your representative, your agent, the person that gave you to set this policy up? And I get the shrug on the shoulders. I don't know. Well, there's the first mistake. I guarantee you, if I do a policy, you're going to remember the insurance guy. You're going to get birthday calls from me, even if you don't want them. You're going to get checked on when I'm in the neighborhood. I tend to stop by, and I still get it to this day. Is there something wrong? So I'll stop by and see a client and see what's going on. And that's important to me, to find out if things are going well and that we stay in touch. I had a client, and I have a client that has homeowners, and I just happened to stop by the day that he was having his tree trimmed in his front yard from an unlicensed person that was cutting it down. I handled commercial coverage, so I could have dealt with the coverage and made that okay. But here's what really happened. We find out the individual that's cutting the trees down, or cutting one tree from the front yard down, and no coverage. We find that he goes up on the ladder, his rope gets tangled up, and he ends up, I'll just say, we had a situation where the person ended up hanging upside down, and he ended up at the morgue. That's something. I mean, and of course now we have a situation where we have a worker, someone that's in business doing lawn care, no coverage. They end up hanging themselves. The rope got twisted, and we have a situation there, and that's unfortunate. I do know from this case, the individual, the landscape company, had no coverage on their business. And to further make things upsetting, the individual did not have coverage, life coverage. So things happen. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the things that happen. And you say, gosh, I didn't think this would ever happen. Yeah, but things do happen. And so you need to think about what you're doing for yourself and how you're managing your home. There's another item here that Mo has given to me, and that is, why this book? What inspired me to write this book? Well, that's an easy one. I actually, my daughter inspired me to write this book. She says, Dad, you know a lot about insurance. You need to write a book. I said, no, I don't. I don't need to write a book. I'm fine where I am. Dad, write a book. So it was back in 2023 in December. We set a time in January of 24 to get together in the office, in the break room in my office. And we did that the first week of January, and we met for about an hour. And, Dad, you need to write a book. No, I do not. She's emphatic. I'm emphatic. We're not writing a book. I don't have time. Well, she did come to the office. She did bring her folder. She did all of this. She asked me some questions. At the end, she said, Dad, we've been here about an hour and 5 minutes. I've got 17 pages that I've written. So at that point, I said, I guess we're going to write a book. So that's how this happened. That's how this happened. I still don't think I have anything to say, but again, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to find out what the Lord has to say about this and get it out there and make it happen. And there's so many things that happen, a tremendous amount of things, and you wouldn't believe some of the crazy things that happen to individuals. And then the first thing out of our mouths is, I hope they had insurance. I hope they had insurance. Yeah. So, just a thought. Give it some thought. You really do, and I think it's important that we look at those. look at those things. And the idea of understanding insurance. There are different types of products. You can look at whole life. You can look at universal life. You can IULs. You can look at term. Term is the inexpensive coverage, if you will. I actually ask people not to get so wrapped up with term because they're clicking along. They're paying this this premium that is so inexpensive. And when the term runs out, then they say, well, let me get this whole life going. Well, when they see the premium for the whole life, that makes them think that they just died because that premium on a 65-year-old is much different than a 25-year-old on whole life. And so there are different things that you can do to lessen the premium. And that comes with sitting down. Did you hear me? Sitting down with a representative that has some certification, something that can show you what you have and what it's going to look like in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You need that type of person to be able to have something in your bailiwick and get things done. So coverage is important. The type of coverage you have and need is important, but get an explanation about what it's going to do for you, and I think you'll feel better about it. And don't be led on things. You know, if you don't understand it, say so. Many times I'll talk to individuals, and they purchased something some time ago, and they admit to me that they didn't understand it, but yet and still, they purchased it. And now you're going to bring the grief, if you will, and now I've got to straighten up this mess, and then I'm looking crazy, you know. And the person that actually marketed the policy is no longer in business. I'd like to say this at this point. I'm not being boastful, but I'd like to know if you can find somebody that has 55 years of experience. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of experience. And I think you would be well served to kind of, what do they say, pump the brakes and find out what this guy is saying. I am the insurance guy, and I've been blessed to have that title, if you will. That title came up. Mo, should I give this? Mo's guiding me. I was at a client's home going over something. I'm a table person, and the phone rang. True story. And he got up. At that time, there was a phone, and they did ring. And he got up and went to the phone, picked it up. Found out who was calling, and he says, I can't talk now. I'm with my insurance guy. I didn't think anything of it at that time. So we went through the information, got things going, and scheduled another meeting next week, same time, to get it going. And I think it was the next day I was with a client going over some information with this client. The phone rings. The client gets up. You get this picture? Goes to the phone. The phone is ringing. He goes to the phone. Where are those days now? You know, but at any rate, here we go. I don't want to belabor the point. He gets to the phone, and at this point, he tells the caller, I don't have time right now with my insurance guy. Well, that tells you something about me. You don't have to hit me in the head twice. Three times. So that's where I picked up the name, the insurance guy. And more than likely, I say this, and I think it's true. People will remember the insurance guy, but they may not remember my name. And that's okay by me. Just find me the insurance guy. I'm on the web. I've got a site. I've got a Facebook. I got all those things, and just take a look at my Facebook page and look at my what else do I have out there? Well, I got LinkedIn. Okay, TikTok, link, got link in, I got link out, whatever that is. Now, you already know you're dealing with an old guy, you know, but that's a good situation. I was with a guy, here we go, I was with a guy last week, it was Friday, and he could not get a home office to do what he wanted to do, So I said, okay, I tell you what. Come into the office. Now, here's the situation. He's with a company, a big company, and he was not getting the service. Now, I'm not his agent, but I said, come in. I'm going to help you out. And the first thing he says when he gets to my table here in the office, now, I'm not paying for anything. I said, sir, there's no cost. There really is. Now, I don't want to be charged. I said, sir, there's no cost. So we get everything settled. He sits down. His wife is with him. And at this point, we get on. He had a number, thank goodness, because I could have looked it up. We went ahead, called the home office, and got his statement of account, got his beneficiary information, and got a change in beneficiary information. That encompasses two forms. And the policy service person said, I will email them. Where do you want them to go? So I'm looking at him because I'm not sure this guy has an email, but his wife has an email. Thank goodness I'm saved. So I didn't want it coming to me, but I would have accepted it. So before I left, the email came in, and he wanted to know if he could meet with me next week. And his wife abruptly says, we can do this. We can do this. So I was going to say to her and to him, you should have done it yourself. You should have done it. No, I didn't say that. There's my sense of humor again. But I said, no, I'll be glad to help you out. I really will. And that was a funny one. And the reason why I say that, he gets up out of the chair. Mr. Scott, there's no charge for this. I said, sir, that'll cost you $400. He looked at me. I said, no. So I had a little fun with him. So at any rate, he left a happy camper. I haven't heard from him, so I think it's been done. It was a simple policy service situation. But again, here's a guy, if you will. He is 65, going on 66, doesn't want to deal with an individual on the web. He wants service. He wants to be able to talk to somebody. And that's literally what happened. And I got it for him. He got the email. His wife was satisfied. I haven't seen them, so I hope they're still living. So I don't know. But at any rate, if you will, the podcast number is 487-0044? Yeah, I can get that. Hey, there you go. 487-0044. Like to have you call in. Like those challenges that you face, because they're really not challenges. I mean, the stuff that you see that you're thinking you have difficulty with, I see it every day. I see it every day, and it's nothing to me. And it's interesting also to work with those individuals that say, do you handle such and such company? Well, I'm a broker. I work with any company that's out there. I have a license. And if I'm not licensed with that company, it takes all but about 30 seconds to get an email to sign on to the company and get it done. You know, at any rate, but those are some things that we look at. How's the podcast going, sir? We're good? Should I keep moving? Oh, my goodness. No. No, we don't want to do that.
We're at 34 minutes.
I'm at 34 minutes? Okay. Is this going to be on the podcast, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really? So they know I'm going to be human about this. Okay, that's good. So that's the beauty of the podcast. Okay, so I've got 34 more minutes left. Is it? No. I do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I do. I have a 3 o'clock meeting with a client that I need to meet with. I've got to get prepared for. This gentleman, initially, I met him when I did his homeowners. Nice guy. He's an electrician. And I took care of his homeowners. And he had wanted coverage on his daughter, life coverage on his daughter. So we took care of that. And not too long after that, he had another baby. This time it was twins. So now we're up to 3. And we took care of that. Wasn't so long after that, he calls me again, and he had a 4th kid. So I have coverage on these 4 kids. They're a hoot. And they come in here, and they tear up stuff. And that's fine. I don't mind them tearing up. And he's a nice guy. The kids are nice. The wife is nice. And he's always looking for information, and that I'm ready to supply. So at any rate, we're good. So if there are any questions out there in podcast lane, I would encourage you to call, and we'll take it down, and we'll get it at the next podcast. And I believe the next podcast is... Next week. I'm being told I'm on next week. This is, I probably need to get prepared for next week. How did this one go, you think?
I think it went really well.
You think so? I caught a cold and at a birthday party. It was a client's birthday party. And I have clients that invite me to their, during the summers, I'm all over the place. They want me to come to the their summer thing as far as, in fact, I got one now that picnic and that sort of thing. And I'll go. And nice guy. And the guy that I'll be going, if you have a need, this guy's a chiropractor. Actually, he's a super guy. And the one thing I like about chiropractors, they're not any good unless they put you in pain. And this guy will put you in pain because when it's done, you've got a good situation. The good that he does on my back is amazing. It's simply amazing. And at any rate, we're good. I think we're done. And will I get a chance to edit this?
If you want, let me take care of the editing.
Okay, you're going to take care of the editing? Okay. Please edit the coughs. I'll probably be well next week. And that's good. And you want me to do the book? The book, yeah, we can do the book. And I've got, when you come by to see me, I've got a pamphlet here that it says the insurance guy. It's a picture of the building. And then inside it has some of the products that I service, that I handle. And that's health, life, disability, IRAs, educational funding, retirement planning. There's a lot of stuff here that I do. And then there's a picture here in the back. And if you need darts, I'll give you darts when you leave so you can use this on your board. And that was another joke that some people missed, I guess. But at any rate, there's a little pamphlet that you'd get. And at any rate, we're good. And the plug for the book is right here. Come in, get it, and I'll certainly sign it. And I never thought I'd have a book. I really did. And then when I tell people, you know, this, it's not to be boastful, it's, you got a book? You got a book? Yeah, I got a book, yeah. And I tell you what, since you said that so much, I'll give you a copy of the book, I guess. I need to do that since you're out there saying, you got a book? I guess they didn't think I could write. Well, I wrote the life applications. You should think I know how to write. So, or I wrote the homeowners or the auto thing, you know. But anyway, we got a book. We have a book. And the other thing that I think is interesting, I get the most astonishment, if you will, from our people like us. I don't know who's listening to this, but people that I work with. And why can't we write books? We write them all the time. You know, I don't know if that means anything, but yeah. So at any rate, we're good. Thank you so much. Is there anything else I need to plug? 5310 Yakin Road, come by. Love to have you come in. 5310 Yakin Road, love to have you come in. And the other thing, I have clients to just come by and just to say hello. I think that says something. They're coming by to say hello. Actually, they're wasting my time. I don't need to have you come by and say hello. I need you to buy something. They're going to come by. Hey, okay, so they come by, they say hello. I give them a bottle of water. I give them something. Again, I do have a dry sense of humor, and people that know me know that, if you will. So, at any rate, this is a good thing. All right.
Go for it.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in and lasting the entire show. I would like to see you next week, same time, same place, and just make it happen. If you got any questions, call me, and I'll address it at our next podcast. I never thought I'd do a podcast. Just like I said, I didn't think I'd ever do a book. And this has been a thrill. I've been working with some PR people that know the business, and I'm super proud to work with them. They've been guiding me with this, and I guess I should, what's the name of the group?
The Creative Studio.
Creative Studio? Creative Studio. They do stuff. And the reason why I say that, they have really assisted me through this process. And they actually helped me through this process. And I mean that, assisted and also helped me with this. Because this is, I know what you're thinking out this about this. Jerome, you made it look so easy. Well, that's true because I'm a professional. But so I'll leave you on that. Thank you so much.